Flooding, mudslides, and toppled down trees. The Bay Area hit by a strong winter storm, and it is not over yet. Good morning. I'm Ann Makovic. This is your Pix Now update. We are on storm watch as the rain continues across the Bay Area. Taking a live look outside right now, you can see it has been a slow and soggy commute for many this morning. Drivers being encouraged to take extra precautions to stay safe. A major traffic delay in Concord right now, a jackknifed big rig has blocked all lanes of 242. Our crew on scene says cars are getting by driving along the shoulder, but the roadway is covered with debris from that crash. The accident happened just before 8 this morning. Drivers are encouraged to take alternate routes. The CHP says they should be able to reopen those lanes, though, shortly. In San Francisco, major flooding along the city's waterfront has shut down one lane of the Embarcadero on the east side, headed north between Howard and Mission Street. The city's Department of Emergency Management is urging drivers and pedestrians to avoid that area. The storm has turned deadly. Marin County CHP says a man has been killed after he was run over by a vehicle that was trying to avoid a falling tree. That happened just before 8:30 last night near the intersection of Laverne and North Ferndale Avenues in Mill Valley. And another man was killed in Oakland last night along Interstate 580. He was hit by a 30-foot falling tree branch and pinned underneath. That is one of many downed trees in the Bay Area. Check out this scene in the Santa Cruz Mountains. This mudslide happened on Highway 35 near Bear Creek Road this morning. You can see the rocks, mud, and trees have totally blocked off the lanes there. Crews still working to get that cleared. The Santa Clara County Fire Department made quick work of two trees that fell across Idlewild Drive just off of Highway 17. This happened at around midnight. The firefighters brought in their chainsaws to help clear the road. And in the North Bay, power lines were ripped down, trees toppled, and streets flooded as the storm battered that area. 90-mile-per-hour winds slammed parts of Petaluma and Marin last night during the height of the storm. And here's the latest on the power outages across the Bay Area. The biggest impact is in the North Bay, where more than 10,000 people are without power. Along the peninsula, nearly 6,000 affected. Same case over in the South Bay and in the East Bay. More than 1,000 people have been impacted. The storm and power outages have caused a couple of North Bay schools to close for the day. They are El Molino High School and Horicon Elementary School. Up in the Sierra, the storm is delivering loads of fresh snow and some high winds. Most people heeded warnings and stayed off the roadways. But, you know, the news goes on. There's a news crew that went up there and got stuck. They were lucky that three snowboarders were able to come to their rescue. Hardware stores there have seen a steady stream of visitors coming in, desperate for chains.
And of course they need the other things, the sand and the ice melt and the shovels and winter gear. You need hats and clothes.
Even the snow plows are struggling to keep up. Just minutes after one plow went by at Donner Summit, the road was already covered again. Let's get right over to Mary Lee, who is tracking the current conditions for us. Mary.
And still dealing with heavy snow up in the Sierra, with a winter storm warning in effect and a blizzard warning that has been extended for the west slopes of the Sierra until noon today. Let's show you high-def Doppler across the Bay Area, and we are tracking areas of heavy rain. Willits, Ukiah, down through Cloverdale, and you can see right over Healdsburg getting a strong cell pushing right over you. The East Bay, Orinda, Moraga, down through 680 into Danville, and you can see that light to moderate rain pushing right over Morgan Hill. High surf warning, very rough surf with increased rip current risks there. Breaking waves up to 40 feet or higher. Let's check out the winds because we are looking at 21 mile per hour sustained winds at SFO, 20 mile per hour winds in downtown San Francisco, looking at 16 in Berkeley as well as for Vallejo. And we're going to continue to see the winds ease as we head through the day. We're not done just yet with our active weather. This is Futurecast at 4 p.m. and you can still see some scattered showers. Could see an isolated thunderstorm as we head through the day as well, just enough instability to fire that off for us. As we head through tonight, things quiet down into tomorrow. So looking at catching a break for Friday as well as for Saturday there. Showers on the Sunday, and then high pressure actually builds in for next week. Anne?
Thanks, Mary. Two earthquakes in 2 days. Another quake hit the Hayward Fault this morning. It happened at 6:11 a.m., rocking a lot of people in the Bay Area, coming in at a magnitude 3.5. And just yesterday, the same area felt a 3.7 quake at around 4:40 in the morning. This is near Berkeley and Piedmont in Oakland. USGS says it is a reminder to have your earthquake kit ready. We're going to be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can watch or listen to all of our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.